Back in the day, I used to be lonely. Nowadays, the birds are all over me. Yesterday, I used to be lazy. Currently, I'm sustained by eager energy. Every night I write and every morning I recite. Every night I write and every morning I recite. Welcome to Blue Morning, Level 1. This is the first of a series in which I share my morning routine. You can call me Gene. Every night I write and every morning I recite. Welcome to Blue Morning Level 1. You can call me Genie. Join me as I work on my goal to be myself better. Every night I write and every morning I recite. Let's begin with a moment of silence for loved ones lost to the world and remembered in our heart. I just had a sip of coffee with a coconut oil that I make that is infused with organic cannabis. And that comes just after I have sat to meditate, and before that I was doing yoga. And the reason for this is that I know, I'm losing it. I look forward to the coming day because I feel energized, I have work to do, I know that I can do it, and when I finish my work today, I won't have to worry about that stuff for, I think, about a week. Yesterday was a very good day, because it's when I hatched this plan to come up with this structure for this series that I call Blue Morning. Today, my objective is to have a strenuous workout, which I finish strong, and to find at least 90 minutes to read technical stuff and at least 30 minutes to dive into my spiritual literature. The spring weather in Boston is making me happy right now. Yesterday was a beautiful day, and today there's a forecast for rain, but I have a Boss raincoat, so I'm actually kind of excited because I'm going to look cool. The world news on my mind right now is the acceleration of a narrative of war domestically and globally, it's hard to see how that has a positive outcome. Near not impossible. On that note, I'd like to read a quote from William Douglas, a Supreme Court Justice. This is from his book, International Dissent, in 1971. He asks, "How can war under present conditions be an acceptable solution to international conflict?" It's a good question. And on that note, it's important for me to recognize that I am blessed to live a safe and comfortable life in such times of transition and intrigue. So, well, what are you listening to right now? As I said, you can call me Jeannie, and I'm doing Blue Morning because I've struggled to wake up in the morning for my whole life. Today, I'm approaching 30 years of age, and the primary obstacle to my success seems like it's just waking up in the morning. For the past few years, I have been devoted to an idea. To turning that idea into a system. For now, I'll just call it a Next Generation Information Network, codename InfoNet. So if I ever talk about InfoNet, it's a Next Generation Information Network. And currently, it's safe to call InfoNet a project or a prototype. I know that to progress from project to organization and prototype to production, I need to improve my behavior as an individual. The thing is, people love my idea, but they don't want to work with me. In past episodes, I have been careless, unreliable, and irresponsible. The solution is the institution of a new daily routine. As I say, every night I write and every morning I recite. So, I would like to give a couple shout-outs. The first is to Tim Ferriss, because I listened to his podcast a bunch, and he is really into the morning routine, so I figured, why don't I just do my morning routine as a podcast. And my second shout-out is to Pure Hemp Farms, because the vapor from the Electra Strain CBD Nugs puts me into a really clear and calm and poised headspace, which is how I like to feel. So, a few more notes. So, first, you might have heard that I have a structure for this podcast. I have 7 prompts that I will go through each day, and I have a little slogan. I call it Inu and Mir. Every night I write and every morning I recite. And that's a way for me to instill the principle of dailiness, of every day being there. I hope that these pods are from 5 to 15 minutes in length, and my intention is to record in a single take, but this is my first time, and I might do some editing. The whole thing is about continuous improvement and improvisation, so I might throw out the script, who knows. And the purpose of it is to initiate a chain of action so that every day when I wake up, I have something to focus on and care about. In order for me to make this podcast with any semblance of quality, I know that I must prepare for it, and that means writing in the evening, then doing my medication and meditation. Then it means being present as I speak these words. And the Blue Morning podcast then is something that I have done, so that once I get to the next step in my routine, which is my workout at the gym, I already have one unit of accomplishment. Actually, a couple, really. And that powers me to work out hard. And then when I work out hard, I have so much mental and creative energy, as well as a sense of calm and patience that carries into my cognitive work. And then at the end of the day, in the evening, I write my script outline for the next episode. It's a loop. So, thank you for listening, and I will conclude today's piece with a prayer. In fact, a prayer will end every level of Blue Morning. With gratitude and appreciation, and out of love, I pledge my devotion in observance of truth, the one source of being. I look inward for guidance, listening for signal on which to rely. A script to base my actions, a method from which to live kindly. I trust the integrity of my motives and this process of exposure. To love the divine with all my heart, this is my desire. Thank you. 1.